This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
It is that stage of the week when we catch up with our techie man, Richard Pascoe. How are you going, Richard?
Good. I'm the better techer man that we've ever heard of. So, yes, there you go.
The best is what you ever did see today, at least, I would say.
Exactly right. I'm welling up with this at the moment.
I can tell. I can feel the emotion, actually, as we speak. Now then,
good.
I've got a question from one of our listeners, which we'll get to shortly, but a couple of thoughts. Here's one that I was thinking. You're busy. You're flying around. You want to just flip the laptop open and get on with things. And all of a sudden, all your account details, the access to your account, it's all gone. Is it my fault? Is it the company's fault? What do we do?
Well, I hate to say to people, it's normally their fault as well. I had a few people ring me about this, and I go and see people about it. Doesn't matter, Google, Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, they've all got settings in there that secure your account, but many people choose to ignore it, and I really don't know why they do. We get messages up there, from Facebook, that says, we'd like to review your security features on there as well to make sure that you're all secure. And people go, hey, I don't want to do all of this. Google do exactly the same thing as well, and people ignore it. And then they lose access to that account. Now, I talked to someone the other day, and I said, did you give them a recovery email address? No, I didn't want to do that. And did you give them your mobile phone number? No, I didn't want to do that. Well, you basically can lose everything when you do it. So, you know, what I'm encouraging people to do is go into the settings and have a look and secure your accounts. Now, I'll put all of this information for all the accounts up on my website as well. So, but the key points of it, Gazza, are turn on a thing called two-factor authentication, which means you're going to give Google, Microsoft, Apple, Facebook your mobile phone number. That really does secure your account, because if somebody from those far off lands guesses your password, and we'll talk about passwords in a second, you'll get a message on your phone that says Facebook 67542. They can't get into your account without that number. So that's a good thing. The next thing to do is have a good password. You know, and people say passwords are too hard. Gotta let you know, most people write them down. Make sure you've got no visible word in a password. So let's say Port Douglas 2019, lovely place, terrible password. Put the numbers in the middle of it, a capitalized one. So you can still read the Port Douglas part in there, but it's not open to the outside world. And put a symbol up there as well. Make sure you've got a recovery email account, another email account that you use. So, you know, if you do lose access, you can go along and log in. And, you know, in Facebook, you can also go along and say, you know, if I get locked out, I can let my friends help me get back in, because Facebook will send a message out and go along and say, Richard can't get back in. You'll give a piece of the code to Paul, and a piece of the code to you, and a piece of the code to Marion, and then I can get back in. So, you know, I encourage people, go through all these applications so you don't lose access.
So I'm thinking, simply putting my birth year of 1993 in is not good enough, clearly.
Exactly right.
And being it's a liar, terrible. It doesn't help either. But
I know.
Now, the point you make too, and I was just thinking, because sometimes people do get a bit nervous about giving phone numbers, but in a funny sort of way, if it's a genuine supplier like Microsoft or Google, putting your number in actually makes it safer. That's interesting.
Okay, but we all complain about that, but we go down and, you know, when we see we can get, you know, a free gym membership, you know, we might win a free gym membership, it says put your mobile phone number down there. We don't have an issue about writing our number down there. We've got no idea what they'll ever do with the phone number. But when it comes to, you know, a big company, oh, no, we can't do that.
Mm. Good point. Now, when I grew up in the UK, we had BBC One, BBC Two, and we had ITV, three channels, very simple. And to be honest, the telly was pretty good with just the three channels. Now at home, the missus likes Netflix. I like the Optus Sport, because I watch the English football. KO Sport, I like that too, covers all the things. But, I mean, there's a whole range of different options now, and Apple TV is about to kick in, I believe.
Exactly. Apple TV Plus launched late last week.
Mm.
So it means that we've got another streaming service on there as well. And people say, is this a competitor to Netflix? Probably not. At the moment, you've only got 10 titles that you can watch on there as well. So they're all original things that have been made just for Apple TV Plus as well. Really, some really good titles in there as well. There's one called For All Mankind, which I particularly like, I've got to say, which is about if Russia was the first people to actually land on the moon, what happened to the space race then? So they've got some, and they've thrown a lot of money at it as well. This month we're going to see Disney Plus launch as well, so all the kids will be able to see all the Star Wars and the Marvel films as well. But Apple TV Plus is only $7.99 a month. Now, if you've bought yourself a new iPhone, a new iPad or a Apple computer or the Apple TV box in the last few weeks, you will get a free membership for a year on there as well. So it's not going to cost you anything. You can share it with six other people in your house. You can download to watch offline. So just remember that, you know, if you've got an iPhone, you might actually have a free year to watch all these things as well.
So somebody who's just got themselves a Samsung will be feeling quite frustrated if they're a bit of a telly buff right now. Hey, there you go. Now, I get confused because all these different companies that we've seen seem to be buying each other, and Google seems to be. I've heard numerous things about Google buying this and that up. Whether it's a good thing, I don't know, but apparently they're buying Fitbit. Is that true, Richard?
That's exactly right. So that's what we're hearing at the moment, that Google are about to buy Fitbit. And that's going to concern some people out there as well. So, you know, it's really going to be Google know all about us at the moment, but they lack in the health and fitness category. So Google know where we are. They know about our emails. They know about our photos on there as well. It doesn't bother me personally at all. I really doesn't. I don't care. And people will say, why? Well, I think we're just living in that age now where I know what Google Access is about my life. I really, it doesn't bother me at all. But Fitbit will be able to put that part into Google that they don't have at the moment. Now, Fitbit products, I really do like them. They're not as good as the Apple Watch at the moment, because the Apple Watch is the dominant watch in the world, the best-selling watch out there. Google Fitbits have got, I shouldn't say, so Fitbits have got better battery life and they measure sleep very, very well. Now, Google have put a statement out saying that if the sale goes through, they will give people a choice to review, move or delete their data. But whether people read that or not, I don't know. But I think Google buying Fitbit might just really take the Fitbit to be competitive with the Apple Watch at the moment.
Interesting indeed. Now, I got an email from one of our listeners, Angie from BCS, and I'll just try and I was trying to just sort of make this out a little bit, but local business, and she said they're receiving phone calls from NBN, which I thought, that's a little bit strange. Voice activated, says if they do not speak, the call disconnects, advises that they have been trying to contact them with no success, will now be disconnecting their landlines and internet in the next 24 hours, says to press 1 to speak to a technician, nothing happens. And the calls are coming in, about 40 calls in one day. I mean, that's just the hassle of that itself. So, I mean, it's got to be a scam, surely.
It is a scam out there. It's not the NBN. It's getting to the stage now where, you know, if you run a business, make sure they're a client on the end of the phone. If you're a homeowner, I've got a bit of a thing at the moment. It's not Aunt Doris, you hang up. You know, it really, this NBN thing is a scam. It's not Telstra ringing you. It's not Microsoft. Do not let them log on whatever you do to your computer at all. You know, because you don't know what they install when they do. And it's designed to get information out of you as well. So, you know, they'll ask Angie for a username and a password, and she hopefully will not give that out. Don't do that to people that you don't know.
Very scary story, and very quickly, from a business I had in the UK, and I had an 0800 number, the free phones in the UK, and there was another very similar 0800. It wasn't a scam, but this was an 0800 you could ring to, and then you put in a PIN code and you got cheaper calls. And we were getting those, and we all of us, because it was a very similar number to ours, we were getting hundreds of calls every day. You couldn't speak to the individuals because they were trying to input their PIN number. And the worst thing was for us, because it was a free phone, we were paying for the call as well. We had this huge bill for about 150 calls a day that we were getting. Very stressful, I have to say. Now then, let's move on. The crap app of the week. I'm fascinated. The selfie camera, I'm thinking, what's wrong with that? You know, we all love selfies. We have cameras. Well, tell us more, Richard.
This one is a selfie camera, beauty camera and photo editor. So I always say to people, you know, hang on to your hats and get those duck lips on. This app really should be called Ads Aplenty. You will start it, ads will pop up literally everywhere on there. They advertise their thing as the best selfie camera app. Their words, not mine. Gotta let you know that. They say they offer you diverse photo filters and effects to beautify your photos. Most of them appear don't work or will create hideous effects on you as well. So there is one about putting lipstick on you as well. You know, really, you know, I'm sorry. The lipstick doesn't really work, and, you know, it can end up on, you know, your lips will look like a pig. Gotta say that. Runs for the old joke, putting lipstick on a pig. You know, hideous effects. It says it removes acne and speckle. How many people have speckle on them, Gazza? I just don't know. It will give you smooth and glowing skin. No, it won't. It will give you a smaller and V-shaped face. Not all of us want a V-shaped face, got to say that. It will whiten teeth, enlarge eyes. Yes, if you want to be in a horror film, yes, not a problem. Knock yourself out. It really is a hideous, hideous thing. So selfie camera, beauty camera and photo editor, really do not do it. And they offer you to share it to social media. If you want to look really hideous, knock yourselves out, people, and go along and do this. Just take a nice photo with your camera, post it up there. You don't need crap like this.
I'm gutted because I thought, you know, my wife could use this and she may even end up with teeth after she's used it. But hey, you know, one of those things that, yes, another disappointment. One to miss, one to avoid, the crap app. Hey, great to chat to you last week and again this week. And I'm really pleased that we did catch up at long last. I think I'm actually back in a couple of weeks for another Friday. So we'll talk again. But for now, Richard Pascoe, our techie man, love your work.
No, I love you too, Gazza, and I'll talk to you soon.
Will do. That is Richard Pascoe.